interesting. Okay, this week's parsha and next week's parsha, we start dealing with a theme which actually recurs in a few places in Tanakh, and that is the contrast between Sodom and Yerushalayim. And the representatives of Sodom and Yerushalayim are Avram Avinu and Lot. I want to talk about this because it's a central message, not only in the Parsha, but really in our connection to understanding a central message in Tanakh, but also our connection to Eretz Yisrael, and it even connects to what we started doing tonight by saying V'tein Talu Matar. So let's go. The contrast between Avram Avinu and Sodom we see through the means of Lot. Lot chooses to live in Sodom. They come back from Mitzrayim, Avram and Lot, and they come back and Lot chooses to live in Sodom dafka because of the great wealth of Sodom. Sodom is in Kikar HaYarden, meaning the Kikar, the Yarden before HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted it up. This is the way the Malbim explains. How did the Dead Sea happen? Tofa'at Teva, that's really unique in the world, the lowest place on earth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted up that whole area and basically turned it over, like flipped it and knocked it down. But before that happened, Lifnei Shachet Hashem Et Sodom, as the Pasuk says, before that, it was the most fertile place in Eretz Yisrael. Why was it the most fertile place? Because it had a very strong river at that time, before the Syrians and the Jordanians and the Israelis started drawing water from the Yarden. The Yarden was a serious river. It wasn't one of the biggest rivers in the world, but it was a serious river, like we were familiar with. It wasn't like this little stream that we see today. It was a serious river. And all that water, fresh water, ended up in a giant, not even a lake, but a very fertile delta, which was Kikar HaYarden, the most fertile part of Eretz Yisrael. So Lot comes up from Mitzrayim, after the famine, he comes up from Mitzrayim with Avram Avinu, and what does he see? Wow, this looks familiar. This is exactly what I just fell in love with in Eretz Mitzrayim. Eretz Mitzrayim also had this, a even more serious river, the Nile, one of the biggest rivers in the world, and the Nile Delta is very, very fertile because of all that water. Agriculture is fantastic, very, very wealthy area of the world. That is Eretz Mitzrayim. And when Lot sees this, he's reminded, this is exactly what I fell in love with the last few months in Mitzrayim. Vayisa Lot et einav vayar et kol kikar yarden ki kulam mashke. Right, it was all irrigated. And parentheses, lifnei shachet Hashem et Sodom ve'et Amora. Right, why was it so fertile? Because this was before Hashem had destroyed Sodom and Amora, and it was kigan Hashem ke eretz Mitzrayim. Looked exactly like Mitzrayim. Boachatzoa. On the way, on your way to Torah, he's giving you the Maran Makom where it is. So first of all, Gan Hashem. What's Gan Hashem? Gan Hashem is Gan Eden. That's Gan Hashem. So it's compared to two places. It's compared to this very, very fertile area in the world, the Nile Delta, and it's also comparing it to Gan Eden. Now, Gan Eden historically was really a very, very sad place. Even though it was very beautiful, mankind was in Gan Eden for a very, very short time, a few hours. Only one thing happened there. Chet, right? So when he's comparing Sodom, when the Pasuk is comparing Sodom to Gan Eden, why is that? Because it was a makom, not only very wealthy, like Mitzrayim, but it was also a makom of Chet, like Gan Hashem. Okay. Sodom falls in love with this area. Now, about 16 years ago, I saw something which reminded me of this wow of Lot. 16 years ago, I was going cross country with my family. in the United States, and we driving through the desert, southwestern United States, pitch black. It was like the end of the month, pitch black in the middle of the night, and all of a sudden in the horizon, you see this light that lit up the whole desert. It was so bright. The lights were so amazingly bright. And we drive in, and this, I imagine, was what Lot saw. Las Vegas. Okay? Really, it was an amazing sight. I said, this is Lot coming from Mitzrayim. From the desert, you come in here and you see these amazing lights and this city that never stops. This was stone. This was stone. Money is the language in stone, as we're going to see. That's the most important thing. And this is what really reminded me of this story. Lot sees stone. He sees Lifnei Shachet Hashem et Sdom ve'et Amora. What's Shachet? Lashon of Shachet is not only before he destroyed. Ki hishchit kol basar darko al haaretz. A place that is mushchat is a place that is corrupt. Stone was morally corrupt in all aspects. It was a place of hishchit kol basar et darko al haaretz. Okay, it was a place that was mushchat and looked like that. Looked like that. Why did it look like that? And here we see, you know, we have two stories about Lot. One is in next week's parsha, and one is in this week's parsha. Next week's parsha, Lot really looks like this great guy, right? He's a machnes oreach. He's the one, the only tzaddik b'sdom. It's even an expression. He's the tzaddik in Sdom, in this sin city, and he is the only good guy. He's the one who's trying to bring in guests. He's the one who's willing to do great lengths to protect his guests. He's willing to even sacrifice his daughters to the mob. But he's willing to do anything to protect his guests. He seems to be this exemplary Baal Chesed who learned a lot of things from Avraham Avinu. Reb Tzadok writes that if you want to know what is really the essence of something or someone in Tanakh, you have to look at the first place he's mentioned. The first place he's mentioned, that's where you get the real essence of the person or the thing. Lot is mentioned the first time. First real story about Lot is now. The essence of Lot is dafka in Lech Lecha, not in Vayera. So what happens? Lot comes up from Mitzrayim, and he chooses to move to Sdom. Now, before we get a little further, just realize a very interesting thing also. Lot doesn't really want to live in Sdom, right? He doesn't want to get too close to Sdom. He doesn't want to be a part of Sdom. He just wants to get the benefits of Sdom and what they have to offer. It says, Vayehal ad Sdom. In other words, he didn't live and move into Sdom. He just pitched his tents up until Sdom. He was at an arm's length with Sdom. He didn't want to live in Sdom itself, at least at the beginning. Later on, we see that he's actually in the city. But at the beginning, he just wanted to get close to Sdom. There's a great vart of the Chafetz Chaim on a pasuk in Kohelet that says, "Holech al darom v'sovev al tzafon, sovev sovev holech haruach." Okay, this is a drush, but he says the following: "Holech al darom." A person really decides and realizes that he's supposed to go to the darom. What's in the darom? Chachma harotzelach kim yadrim. Person who wants to be smart, he goes to the darom. Why is that? Because the menorah and the Beit HaMikdash is in Darom. That's where the symbol of Chachma. Person who wants Chachma goes to Darom. Safon, on the other hand, where the Shulchan is, that is Osha. That's wealth. Okay, Rotzela Hashir Yatzpin. You should go to the north. Okay, so says the Chafetz Chaim, you know what? Somebody's a young person, and he goes to Yeshiva, and he realizes that the tachlis in life is to grow in Torah and Yirat Shamayim. That's really, really wants to put all his efforts for the rest of his life. He realizes that's where he wants to go. Holech el darom. That's where he's going. Holech el darom. But on the way, he wants to make a short sivuv. He wants to make a short detour in the Tzafon. He wants to get a little bit money on the way first, right? So Halech El Daron. Sovev El Tzafon. He wants to make a, he doesn't want to go to the Tzafon. He just wants to make a short detour to the Tzafon to get a little bit of money in his pocket, right? Halech El Daron b'sovev El Tzafon. Sovev, sovev. He does one sivuv, and that turns into another sivuv. Halech HaRuach. All the ruchnias is out the window. So says the Chafetz Chaim. Halech HaRuach. The ruchnias is gone. Once a person just does a little bit, he wants to do a short sivuv. He doesn't really want to get there. He doesn't want to make it his day, way of life. But he wants to take a little bit of a detour from the Darom. That's the end of it. This is what Lot tried to do. He didn't want to really be a part of stone. He just wanted to get a little bit of the benefit of stone. Okay. But just look at the fast, extremely fast Yerida that Lot has. Lot is with Avram. He goes from Igra Rama, a great height, to Bira Mikta, to the lowest depths. He starts, right, as being a part of the house of Avram Avinu. You know what? He said, just by the fact that he's separated from Avram Avinu, says a lot about Lot. Avram Avinu's house, Malachim were walking around all the time. And Lot says, you know what? I don't want to be part of that. I want to be with stone. You're leaving the house of Avram Avinu in order to go with stone? He had to separate from Avram Avinu. Why? Says the Pasuk. Okay? The Pasuk says, Vayipardu ish me'alachiv. What was the problem? Ki rechusham haya rechusham rav. It doesn't say that their cattle was too much cattle. They couldn't fit into a small area. They had too much money. What do you mean they had too much money? You know what? They were partners in a business. They were partners in a family business. When you have partners in a family business, you have to have common goals. Avram, though, his goal was to get rid of as much money as he could. Lot's goal was to get as much money as he could. You can't have a business with two partners that have such diametrically opposed views of what the matara of the business is. And because of that, Lot and Avram couldn't live together. They had to separate. So listen to this pasuk. The pasuk starts off on such a high and ends with such a letdown. The pasuk starts like this. Vigam lelot haolech et Avram. Also with Lot. Who was this Lot? Haolech et Avram. He's the man who walks et Avram. What is et Avram? Not with Avram, but et Avram. Et Avram is even closer than im Avram. Et Avram, they were mamish in this together. What should he have gotten? He should have gotten everything that Avram Avinu had to offer. He should have gotten all the ruchnias, all the closeness to Hashem, all the kivut to Malachim, who knows what. Gam lelot, haolech et Avram. What did he have? Amazing letdown. Hayatzon uvakar v'ohalim. He had a few behemoths. This is what he got from his connection with Avram Avinu. A few behemoths. Tremendous letdown. So he needed a place that wasn't so makbid on certain things that Avram Avinu was makbid. Avram Avinu, the first thing that he does when he comes back to Eretz Yisrael from Mitzrayim, he pays off his debts. Why was Avram Avinu in debt? Because he had borrowed money after all the food ran out. He had borrowed money in order to be paid for all those people that he was machnis oreach. So he had debts when he went out to Mitzrayim. He comes back from Mitzrayim with a lot of money. First thing he does, he pays off his debts. Very first thing. He has his cattle go around, his son, and they're muzzled until they get to Efker land. Lot's cattle and son were not like that. They couldn't get this together. They couldn't live like this. Lot needed a place where they weren't so makbid on Gezel. Lot needed to live in or near stone. So Lot decides to move to stone. Because he wanted this money. Stone was money. And because of that desire for money, Lot also has a very, very tough time leaving stone. At the time of the destruction of stone, it says, Vayit ma'amea, right? He dallied, right? There's even a shalshelet there on the trap. Why did he dally?
says Rashi, kidei lahatzil et kaspo. You're about to be destroyed. You're about to lose your life. And what? What's he worried about? He wants to save his money. He was willing to sacrifice his wife, his children, his sons-in-law, everything in order to get that little bit of money he wanted to save. His wife, Bemet, was not willing to separate from Sdom. She felt so much a part of Sdom. Lot fit in very well with Sdom. Why did he fit in very well? Because this was the tchuna, the characteristic of Anshei Sdom. Anshei Sdom, Chazal say like this, Ashirei Olam hayu. They were the one of the richest people in the world. V'lo batchu betzel yotzram, ela berov oshram. Their bitachon was not in Hashem, but their bitachon was in their money. Okay? On their money, they wrote, this is our God. We trust. Whatever. Anyway, this was their money. Elohei chesef, Elohei zav, this was their idol that they served, was the money. The Gemara in Sanhedrin also says, Anshei som lo nidga'u el bishvil tova shehishpia lahem HaKadosh Baruch. Why did they have such gaiva? Because of the great amount of money that Hashem gave them. It made them feel big, and that's why they were chotei. Because of that, they said, you know what? We have so much money. We don't want to share it with anybody. Let's get rid of ovrei regel. Let's get rid of guests. Let's get rid of tourists. We don't want any immigration here. Let's get rid of them all. And therefore, they tortured anybody who wanted to come and be a member of Sdom, even as a tourist. That's why they did all that. They were afraid of losing, chas v'shalom, some of their money. Avram understood what's the purpose of money. The purpose of money is a means to serve Hashem. It's a means to be a tool to be used for service of Hashem. It's not an end in itself. It's not an idol that one should gather. Okay. We have to realize what we said before. Sdom was the pnina. It was the pearl. It was the most beautiful part of all of Eretz Yisrael. It was idit shebi idit. Right? We know what idit is, right? It's the best land. Sdom was idit shebi idit. Chazal even want to give us this idea of who Lot was. Do you know what Lot's wife's name was? Anybody? Edith. Edith. Okay, that was her name. Edith, because she was so much of a part and parcel of this great land, she couldn't separate from it. She was part of the land. She might have been born in Sdom. Who knows? It sounds that way. She was of this Edith. Eretz Yisrael is called Nachalat Hashem. What does that mean, it's Nachalat Hashem? Hashem lives here, he doesn't live elsewhere. What does that mean? Hashem is not physical, he's totally spiritual. What does it mean that Eretz Yisrael is Nachalat Hashem? Rashi says on the Pasuk, Eretz Asher Hashem Alokecha Doresh Ota, says Rashi, what do you mean? Kol Haaretz Otu Doresh. Isn't he Doresh all the lands in the world? And here we have a very famous Ramban, which you might be familiar with. The Ramban says, what's the difference between Eretz Yisrael and all the other lands in the world? What's the difference? Eretz Yisrael has what's called Hashgacha Yeshiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly is Mashpia, directly from his hand, directly onto Eretz Yisrael, without any intermediary whatsoever. All the other lands have a sar, a kochav, a mazal, however we want to understand it, in more or less mystical means. But we know there's a sar shel Esav, right? There are, each and every country has a sar. And that sar is the intermediary for the shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give the shefa, the abundance, directly to all the other countries and peoples of the world. He gives it only to Eretz Yisrael. Directly. Only to Eretz Yisrael. Now, in other words, this is the palace of the king, Paltin de Malka. And that's why we have to act accordingly
in Paltan the Malka, because here's the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Hashkafa Yeshira. Kol Hadar, this is the understanding of the Maimer Chazal. Kol Hadar be'eretz Yisrael dome kemishi yeshlo aloha. V'chol Hadar b'chutz laretz dome kemishi einlo aloha. Everybody who lives in Eretz Yisrael, it's as if he has a God. And if you live in Chutz La'aretz, it's as if you don't have a God. What does that mean? You know why? It's as if you don't have a God, because your Hashfa'ah is not directly from Hashem. It's through an intermediary. It's through a Sa'ah. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's directly from Hashem, directly to the people that are here in Eretz Yisrael. David HaMelech, when he is forced out of Eretz Yisrael, he says, Ki gershuni hayom they sent me away from being under the cover of Nachalat Hashem, and that was like telling me, in other words, they sent me away from Eretz Yisrael, that was like telling me, Lech Avod Elohim Achirim. That was tantamount. Being sent away from Eretz Yisrael was tantamount to telling me and forcing me to serve Avodah Zarah. Why? Because in Chutz La'aretz, my hashpa'ah is not directly from Hashem. It comes through the intermediary. Chazal say this also by Yaakov Avinu. When he goes to Chutz La'aretz, Yaakov says, V'shavti b'shalom el beit avi, v'haya Hashem li l'alokim. Amazing mamar. Chazal say like this, if I come back to Hashem, v'shavti b'shalom el beit avi, if I come back to Eretz Canaan, v'haya Hashem li l'alokim. Says Yaakov, V'shavti b'shalom el beit avi, v'amar latet lachem et Eretz Canaan. Kol zman shatem be'eretz Canaan, hayiti lachem l'elohim. Ein atem be'eretz Canaan, ein ani lachem l'elohim. All the while that you're in Eretz Yisrael, I'm your God. When you're out of Eretz Yisrael, I'm not your God. Based on this, explains the Ramban, famous words of the Ramban, that mitzvot are meant to be done in Eretz Yisrael. Outside of Eretz Yisrael is ki'ilu not the place of mitzvot. They're there just for the purpose that we shouldn't forget what to do when we get back to Eretz Yisrael. Begeder hatzivi lach tziyunim. But in the grand plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the place and the only place to do mitzvot is here in Eretz Yisrael, not anywhere else. Outside, it's part of the galut that we don't lose our way. We don't get out of practice. We still do the same ma'asim so that we should know what to do once we come back to Eretz Yisrael. Why is that? Because here is Nachalat Hashem. This is the place right here where we have to serve Hashem. Right here. Elsewhere, it's just we shouldn't lose touch. We shouldn't lose how to do it. Again, it's not halacha l'maisa. But it is mibchinat machshava. And that's why the Ramban learns amazingly how, if the Avot kept all of the mitzvot Shabbat Torah, how was Yaakov Avinu able to marry two sisters? He answers this in the same place, in Acharemon. And he says, because it was before Matan Torah, and it was in Chutz La'aretz. The Avot kept the entire Torah, but only in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why he was able to marry two sisters when he was in Chutz La'aretz. But as soon as he came to Eretz Yisrael, one of those sisters had to die. And who died? The one who got married last. Rachel had to die first. That's the Rambam. Hashgacha Yeshira is a tremendous amount of achrayut. We're living in Paltin de Malka. We're living in the palace of the king. We have to act accordingly. We have to act on a much higher standard because we're really close to Hashem. We're getting our Hashfa'ah directly from Hashem. Hashem sees what we're doing and is noticing every single thing we're doing every single second. We have to act accordingly. But it also is a tremendous sign of love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael. There's a marshal. Imagine that a very, very wealthy man is the owner of this multinational corporation. And he has two sons. One son he loves very, very much. And the other son, loves less. The son that he loves less, he says to him, listen, I'm opening up a new office for all of international trade. And I want you to run that office. And that office has a direct line to my bank account. And that bank account is open for you whenever you want. Take as much as you want, whenever you want. Don't call me. Don't contact me. You have a free hand. Whatever you want to do. And that office is going to be in another continent, London. You go there, run the international office. You're on your own. You don't need to ask me for anything. That was the son that he didn't love as much. The son that he loved, he says, listen, my office is here. I want you to work in the office right next to me. And you do not have a penny to your name. If ever you need money, you have to come ask for me. For every single thing. For your daily allowance, you have to ask. You want to go out to lunch? Come and ask and I'll give you some pocket money. Every single thing that you need, you have to come and ask me for it. L'chora, it's backwards. The son that he loves, he should have sent to London and given him a free hand. But the son that he loves less, he should have had him under his thumb. That's not true. The son that he loved the most, he wanted right next to him. Because he wanted him, first of all, he wanted him to learn the business. And he would learn the business a lot better if he's next to me. Okay? Says the owner. And also, he wanted to see him. I want to see him all the time. He has to come to me. I dream of him coming to me every day and asking me for things. This mashal is Ribono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael and Ribono Shel Olam and all other Umot HaOlam. The Umot HaOlam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? You have whatever you need. Don't call me. I'll call you if I need you. Okay? You're on your own. The Hashgacha is not directly from me. It comes through the intermediary. I'm giving you certain Kochot HaTeva that you're on Easy Street. You have a Nile. You have whatever you need. I'll tell you an amazing statistic. In Israel, we are, we dream about rain. We're mispal for rain. Anybody who lives or has been ever in the Midwest, in the United States, 1/5 of the sweet water above ground in the entire world is in the Great Lakes. 1/5. Gigantic, tremendous amounts of water in many, many countries of Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, every drop is precious. Every drop we need. How do we get those drops of water? We have to be mitpalel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every single day. In Mitzrayim, you don't need that. In Mitzrayim, you don't need to pray for Hashem, to Hashem for rain. You know what? You don't really need a God. Nile became the god of the Mitzrayim. The Nile was the god. And at a certain stage, Paro, this is not our discussion now, but Paro became the god over the Nilus. That's the way he made himself into a god. But the Nile was the source of all prosperity in Mitzrayim. They didn't need to pray for rain. In Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Asher Einei Hashem Elokecha Ba, Mereishit Hashana V'ad Acharit Shana. In Eretz Yisrael, it's an eretz of harim ubikaot. We can't just irrigate by making a furrow with our foot, as the pasuk says, and draw water from the Nile. There isn't a natural source of water here that will give us enough water for everything that we need. There isn't. We're tully on the rain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to be mitpaler every single day for rain from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for our parnasa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is pshat of what Chazal say, lo nitna Torah ela lo ochlei haman. What does that mean? The Torah was given to ochlei haman. What was the tuna of ochlei haman? The man was amazing food. It was food of malachim, right? But it was food that didn't last more than 24 hours. It spoiled. As soon as the morning came, it was spoiled. You couldn't eat it. Each and every single day, there was man, new man, that had to come down, except for Friday. And it lasted for 2 days. Amazing days. But it lasted only for that day. In other words, guy went into his kitchen, he opened up the refrigerator, and it was empty. He opened up the cupboard. It was empty. Do you know how well a person davens when he has an empty refrigerator and an empty cupboard? He davens a lot better than a guy who has a full storehouse of food. He doesn't have to worry so much. But the one with an empty refrigerator davens a lot better. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. He wants us to be close to Him. He wants us to be mitpalel to Him. The greatness of Eretz Yisrael is dafka in the fact that mbchinat physical strength, it's not as strong as the other countries in the world. Except for Rashi. All the Rishonim explain these psukim in Parshat Ekev that way. Ki ha'aretz asher atah ba shama l'rishta lo ke'eretz Mitzrayim hi asher yatzata misham. The land I'm bringing to you to is not like Eretz Mitzrayim that you just came out of. Asher tizrai tzaracha v'yishkita baraglecha kegan hayarak, that you just use your foot and you can make a furrow and bring water to the next furrow. Ha'av ha'aretz asher atem ovrim sham l'rishta eretz harimu v'kaotil hi. Limtara shamayim tishtemayim. You need the rain from shamayim. Eretz asher Hashem alokecha doreshota tamid einei Hashem alokecha ba mereshita shana v'ad acharit shana. All of them in Farshim explain that Eretz Yisrael v'chinat gashmit is a worse land than the other lands in the world. V'chinat gashmit, it's not as good as Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is a much better land. Mitzrayim doesn't need rain. Here we can't survive without rain. And since we can't survive without rain, we can't survive without tefillot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The greatness of Eretz Yisrael is that not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, we are forced to feel Him here more than any other place in the world. Why? Because we have an empty cupboard. We have an empty refrigerator. Without the rain, we don't eat. It's not like the Nile that's there all the time. It's not like having enough food without any worries. Here, we have to be mitpalel. And if we are mitpalel, we are perforce close to Hashem. The greatness of Eretz Yisrael is, and what Eretz Yisrael has, that no other country has, is that this is Hashem's place, and we feel Hashem here more than any other place. Because here we have to daven. Here, gashmit, it's not as good as the places in Chutz Laretz. And that is why the Segula of Eretz Yisrael is dafka totally on its Ruchaniyut. The Gashmiyut here is totally on the Ruchaniyut. Says the Rashbam that Eretz Yisrael is the worst place physically in the world for those that are going against the Torah, and the best place in the world for those that keep the Torah. The best. Because if we keep the Torah, and we daven to Hashem, and we're close to Hashem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us rain. And we say this every single day in the second parasha of Kriyat Shema. That's exactly what we say. Right? V'hayayim t'shamot ishma'al mitzvot Hashem, and then Hashem will give us matan. But if not, He's going to send us to Galut. V'chara'af Hashem. And there won't be rain. So let's wrap up. What happened in Sdom? What was the problem of Sdom? Why did Sdom have to be destroyed? It wasn't enough, says the Ramban, to destroy the people of Sdom. He had to destroy Sdom itself. The land of Sdom was out of place. It didn't belong here. It was a little bit of Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael. It was a piece of Mitzrayim in Eretz Yisrael. It was a piece of Eretz Yisrael that didn't need rain. That was an anomaly. It didn't belong here. Hashem had to destroy not only the people of Sdom, He had to destroy Sdom itself, that it could never grow anything ever again. He had to make it into salt. He had to take out all its water that it had and to show that this place really didn't belong in Eretz Yisrael. This was Eretz Mitzrayim. But that was Lifnei Shachet Hashem at Sdom at Amorah. Lot is the symbol of Sdom. Lot chooses Sdom. Sdom because of its great wealth and because of its great wealth, became distant from Hashem because they felt they didn't need Hashem. They felt that their wealth was their God. And they didn't need God to bring them wealth. Lot chose that. And because Lot chose that, he's the antithesis of Avraham Avinu. Because Avraham Avinu chooses Hashem, and his wealth is something that he wants to move over to and use to help others for purposes of chesed. It's a means. It's not unimportant wealth. But it is important only as a means of service to Hashem, to help other people, as a means for chesed. And that Avraham Avinu is diametrically opposed from Lot. And that's why Sdom and Yerushalayim are direct diametrically opposed. And when the Navi Yeshaya wants to talk about how low Yerushalayim has gone, he says, Kistom hayinu kamurad aminu. We came to the levels, we stooped to the low levels of Sdom. And again, we see it in Pilegesh Begiva, where the travelers don't go in to Yevus, which is Yerushalayim, because that's a non-Jewish city. They go into Giv'ah, which acted like Sdom. There you see also a very clear connection between the actions, Sdom-like actions, and what Yerushalayim, which is Ir HaTzedek, the Ir HaTzedakah, is supposed to be. So what did we do? We saw what Lot is, who Lot is, as opposed to Avraham Avinu. We saw what Sdom represents and why it had to be destroyed. We saw a very important idea which runs through Tanakh in a number of places of the contrast between Yerushalayim and Sdom. Ir HaTzedek, Ir HaYira, Ir HaChesed, as opposed to Sdom, which is the opposite of all of these things. We also saw the Sgula of Eretz Yisrael, that it's totally on its Ruchaniyut, its Gashmiyut is totally on its Ruchaniyut. And it's the place where Hashem is closest to us, and inevitably it's the place we're hopefully closest to Him, because we need Him here. We have to daven to Him here. And that's why here we start saying V'tein Talum Matar now. Zayin Machesvan is a season where we need rain every single day. For the next few months, we need rain, because the rest of the year it doesn't rain. Now's the time we have to give extra tefillot. Because if it doesn't rain, we don't eat. And that realization is what makes us closest to Hashem, Dafka here in Eretz Yisrael. Kol zman she'atem ba, hayiti lachem l'elokim. Ein atem ba, ein ani lachem l'elokim. Have a good night.
Feel that. Eat the money for the... Oh,